This is the homily for the second Sunday of Advent, 2025, at the Form 7 Forever Advent Mass at St. Anselm's Abbey School. The readings for the day's Mass were the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, chapter 15, verses 4 to 9, and the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. The homilist was Father Samuel Springle.
Justice and peace. These are the things we hear promised by God in the psalm today. And indeed, as we go through this season of Advent, we will hear these themes repeated. The Son of Justice is one of the titles given to Jesus in the O Antiphon for December 21st. And on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, I can't remember which day we read it, we will hear from Isaiah that Jesus is designated the Prince of Peace. We will hear from the angels, peace to his people on earth. And yet, when we look around at the world around us, it seems a little bit short on justice and peace. The news is full of news, of information about the wars going on all over the world, about cruelty that seems to be undertaken simply for cruelty's sake, about greed, about avarice, about other falsehood, the telling of falsehoods, and other things that disrupt the justice of this world, that make it so that it is not a peaceful place to live. There is a decidedly, so long as I get mine, who cares about anyone else, attitude prevalent in much of society. And so we might be tempted to ask, if God is promising us justice and peace, and the world doesn't get it, where is God? Is the stump of Jesse actually dead? This Advent season is a season of preparation. And while we may hear and acknowledge in faith through intellectually that the stump of Jesse is not dead, that Christ has come and will come again, we often need to be reminded of that in our hearts. It became tough to feel that reality, given what goes on around us. The peaceful image of Isaiah, the lamb lying down with the lion, the ox with the bear, cannot be forced on the world. To force an image of peace is, after all, a contradiction. And so we must listen as John the Baptist calls out to us, to the end of his time, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We are being called to repent, just as John called the people in his era. We are being asked by St. Paul if we will follow what has been written for our instruction, just as he asked it to the Romans back in their day. Or will we be like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, whom John the Baptist referred to as the brood of vipers? The stump of Jesse, which sprouts again in the book of Isaiah, sprouts again in our own days. But the axe that John the Baptist mentions is still at the root of the tree, ready to cut off bad growth. We have been grafted in to that tree, the tree of Jesse, by Jesus. We are pruned so that we might bear good fruit, the fruit of peace and justice, ideally. So we must ask ourselves, are we bearing that fruit of peace and justice? We have been called not to impose peace and justice, but to build it up within our own communities, so that peace and justice which God promises may indeed come upon this earth. We are the body of Christ, gathered together not simply to mouth words of worship, but called to be agents, to be hands of God, who bring justice and peace to this world.